I'm Sean Power reporting. Lamar's Fire Rescue Chief Dave Shipper called it a career on Friday afternoon, retiring after 38 years of public service during an open house held at the Grange at 500 in Lamar's. Speaking to KLEM, Shipper says the support he was shown over the past several days has been emotional and surreal.
You know, I've had 38 years, but when you look at the time we put in, it's more like 45. You know, just because we don't work 40-hour work weeks. You know, and so it's a little different than most jobs. But I'm going to miss the people. I got a good crew. Town's been very supportive. Family's been very supportive. So there's a lot to be thankful for. A lot to be thankful for. And I thank God that I'm still here because I wasn't supposed to be. And so God and I have a doctor's baffle, and we're doing fine right now. I mean, I'm stable. So full of cancer, but it is what it is. You know, and you persevere.
Shipper served for 21 years with the Fire Rescue Department and the last 16 years as fire chief. He highlighted the growth of the department during his tenure, from merging fire and EMS to expanding full-time staff at the department.
Just being the only full-time guy, and now we have 13, and merging fire and ambulance and all the things we do now. You know, we're in a community of Lamar's that has all facets of life. And I always tell people that we have residential, but we also have commercial, and we have industrial, and we have agricultural, and with that comes all the different challenges of how to take care of those things as a fire rescue department. So it's not a smaller town that doesn't have big industry. It's not a smaller town that does a lot of grass fires. We do everything, and we have every facet of life, so we have to provide for all that, and that takes people, that takes equipment, that takes good training, takes dedicated people as well, you know. And so That was one of the biggest challenges, was growing this department as this community continues to grow, which it is.
Shipper says he's thankful for the community and to be able to end his career here in Lamar's.
What makes this town great is the people. You know, you can have two K-12 schools like we have and 27 holes of golf and 14 parks or whatever, but it's the people. The people make this place what it is, and it's home for me. You know, I left, came back. I was fortunate enough to be one of the kids that could go off to school, get educated, work somewhere else, and then come back, and it's a blessing.
Shipper will be succeeded in his role by current Assistant Fire Chief Steve Schwartz, who is scheduled to be officially sworn in before the Lamar City Council meeting tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. The City of Lamar's fall cleanup will take place next month on September 12th and from September 14th through the 18th. The city is declaring an amnesty from the landfill disposal cost, so up to £1,000 per household of certain items can be delivered to the Plymouth County landfill at no cost. Eligible items include furniture, wooden items, and metal items, couches, chairs, mattresses, scrap lumber, bikes, mowers, bed frames, and similar items can be brought to the landfill for free. Items not included in the amnesty include normal household garbage, TVs, hazardous waste, appliances, tires, and recyclable goods. A full list of items not included in the amnesty is available on the city's website. The landfill will be open on Saturday, September 12th from 8 a.m. until noon, and from September 14th through the 18th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. The Sioux City Railroad Museum and the Siouxland Historical Railroad Association say a new archaeological dig will take place in September at the Milwaukee Railroad Shop's Historic District. Railroad Museum spokesman Larry Obermeyer says the study will be in partnership with the Office of the State Archaeologist and will be in honor of the 110th anniversary of the Milwaukee Railroad Repair Shop's terminal. The most recent dig there was 3 years ago.
One of the stories we uncovered was the location of the construction labor camps out at North Riverside. And they were segregated camps. There was an Italian worker camp, a other Caucasian camp. And then on the South Dakota side was the Black African American camp.
This year's archaeological study kicks off a three-year commemoration and will take place from September 24th through October 2nd.
We're looking for anything that can tell us their daily work life and then what they did during their off hours. The last dig, we did find medicine bottle fragments.
Obermeyer says they have early photos of what went on in that time period.
And it was like a tent city, and then there was also some rail cars that had been converted for living quarters for like the railroad's superintendent, and families were living in the box cars. So they had a school and they had a hospital car.
Volunteers are needed to assist the professional archaeologists in the field at the site, which originally housed workforce camps for 350 to 400 laborers.
We will be digging a couple trenches, and then the volunteers that come on board will work right next to the archaeologists, and they'll sift through the dirt and see if they can find any type of fragments or bottles or fabrics.
Anyone interested may sign up to volunteer at railwayarchaeology.org. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.